BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is back and he's forgotten his password to log in. It takes a while and involves a copy of a lad's mag. Some celebrities have done messages from the website where you can get them to say anything for money. Just for us. Maybe we made up some people. Chris watches my first Strictly performance and is quite rude, actually. And here's the sassy Judge Rinder critique. Ella Henderson plays Real or No Real. And some people in America have done an Iggy Azalea cover about cheesecake.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Mate, I've got to tell you, you're being hooed all over the shop.
I know, I guess it's deserved, isn't it? I expect it.
After 2 weeks. Do you mean, don't go on holiday for 2 weeks. Very insecure job, this.
It's the longest holiday I've ever...
Bit of hoo goat there for you?
I think I deserve to be hooed. Right. Bit much.
It's really nice to have you back, actually.
Thank you.
Been all on my own for the last couple of weeks.
It just feels like there's a lot that we need to catch up on.
Oh, there really is.
I mean, my Wi-Fi out where I was wasn't really happening.
No?
So I've seen nothing of you on Strictly. I've seen no videos.
No, don't worry about that.
I've seen none of that.
No, don't worry about that. This weekend is the first live shows, Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
I need your support. I need everyone's support.
I just really want to get involved. I want to be like a campaign manager. In an election. I want to get shirts made. Yeah. I just want to do everything I can to help.
I think that's the wrong show. They don't really like you having shirts on Strictly. It's more kind of glam.
Yes, but I thought
you're not even allowed to wear jeans.
No. So perfect opportunity here. We'll make the shirts up with a slogan on the front and names on the back and stuff like that. But we'll do it on the tuxedo shirt.
Oh, right.
To add a bit of class
smart.
For the occasion. Will I be allowed to come along at some point?
I presume so, yeah. Yeah, why not?
I'd like to show some support.
I mean, it's 2 tickets a week, but, you know, if I...
Is it?
2 a week, yeah. So, but I mean, if you get, like, you know, week 5, 6, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hopeful.
I bet you're doing that with so many people. I bet you're promising them they can come, but it all relies on you staying in the competition for quite a long period of time.
Vote for me! Today, Ella Henderson, who did a brilliant live lounge earlier with Fern, is going to be playing Real or No Real. I've also just noticed on your Twitter you've changed your name to Chris Pasty.
I did it, and can I change it back? I don't know if I can now.
This is because of Friday's show where we called Chris a little bit confused. I'm going to relive that if you missed it in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good to have you back, Chris.
Thank you.
Now, on your email, on your last day, 2 long weeks ago before you went off on your exotic trip to Bali, we let the listeners decide what you should put on your out-of-office email. It was Mike who suggested this, and this is what was on your email and bounced back to everyone that sent a message to you.
Well, it said, thanks for your email. Sounds like a great idea. Count me in. We can discuss details in the next few days. All the best, Chris.
What you didn't know, though, is that we also stuck your mobile number on there. So,
I know. Surely that's not allowed.
I don't know. But did you get a lot of...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously.
A lot of people saying, glad you like the idea.
Is that fair now? Is that something that we can both do? You'd be happy for me to put your mobile number, say, on an out-of-office or in a phone box or something?
In a phone box? Oh, it doesn't work. Oh, well, next time. Now, we set up some calls on Friday. Were you in bed at that time?
I was really tired. I'd just flown back,
yeah.
So I was feeling a bit weird.
So we set up some people in the office who were pretending to have got that email and the mobile number and were ringing you. Like Tony Tees, the promoter from Fandango's in Basildon.
Oh, yeah.
Wants you to do a gig. Really pleased you're up for it.
Hello.
Stocky, it's Tony. Tony T, Fandango's, Basildon.
This guy is really good at it.
Got down for a 4-hour set, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m, then Joey's on at 1. And he said, can you stay away from the big hits because he's going to be playing all of those.
For 4 hours.
Yeah, you need a parking space.
So you warm up for Joey Essex. That's when he said yes to without realising it.
I'm so confused.
And then this is from the Nelly's Bakery PR team. Well pleased that you were up for doing their event.
Hello?
Hi, it's Shelley Tinkleton here from Nelly's Bakery PR team in Sheffield. Is that Chris Pasty?
Sorry?
It's Shelley Tinkleton. You know, we've spoken over email about the Nelly's Bakery opening in Sheffield.
I think you've got the number.
No, we've been speaking on him, but there's only 1 week to go, Chris. Only 1 week. We're all really excited up here.
You're looking for a crisp pasty?
Yes. So one of the things that we thought for the bakery opening is, you know, you could change your name to Crisp Pasty. We've already got Ben Shepherd on it. He's called himself Ben Shepherd's Pie on Twitter.
Yes.
Are you not really excited? The whole office is living for this. We can't wait for the opening.
What's going on? So, what?
Well, we aren't...
My number...
We are, Nelly's. You gave it to me on the email. We've had a lovely conversation.
Oh, not you as well. Someone, who are you? Are you? Do you know someone called Teresa or something?
No, my name is Shelley Tinkleton. I've never heard of anyone called Terry.
It's Terry something. I can't remember his name. What? So what are you? You're a pie person.
Yes, so we are Nelly's Bakery in Sheffield, and we are a brand new bakery in Sheffield. We've got a big new factory, 12 shops all around the city, and the flagship shop is going to be opened by you, wearing a pasty costume.
No, it's not, though.
I liked it. You're like, what kind of costume? What kind of pasty? Like, that matters.
I didn't understand what was going on.
You were tired. But thanks very much. They'll be really pleased you've changed your name to Chris Pasty on Twitter. Don't know how to get that back, do you?
No.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Having a bit of trouble logging in today on your first day back, Chris?
All morning. It's caused me no end of problems.
Not done any work, really?
Well, no, it took me ages to do it. So basically, I went away on holiday, forgot my password to log back in.
Do you remember I was away for a bit a couple of weeks ago? I mean, I couldn't log in for... It took days, didn't it?
It's so complicated here.
It is
like
a
there's a massive. It's not as easy as anyone would think to reset a password here.
Well, you can't just let anyone into a BBC email. That's the thing. So you rang them up earlier, and they're very helpful there. But it's just a long process.
It's obviously. And I phoned them, and one of the guys who works on our show here started to find me funny. Because of the call that I was doing, so decided to record me on his phone.
So here's the first point where you didn't really... Well, you kind of fell down in their questioning.
I know, but the thing is, it asked me what my first pet was, and I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, they always ask that, and so I can't remember it either.
So they start asking these questions, I can't get any of them right, and then it becomes really complicated, because I have to somehow prove I'm the person who owns the account that I want the password reset for.
Of course.
Right, which makes sense. I get that. But the things that they then make you do is really complicated. So I had to... I had to send a photo, basically.
Mm. Listen to this.
So what do I need to do? I need to take a picture of my work pass in front of a clock.
So the pass around your neck. Yeah. This has happened to me before. For some reason, they want also, as well as the pass... They want you next to a clock.
Yeah.
Because this has happened to me many a time.
Well, because otherwise you could just take a picture of the internet. They want to prove that you're there at that exact moment. You're that person in front of a clock at that time to prove that you're that person. So anyway, I couldn't find a clock.
No. Okay, continue.
Is it that simple? I just take a picture of me and my pass in front of a thing with today's date.
Oh, that's what they want, is it?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I thought they just wanted to know what time you took it.
No, obviously not. They need to know the date just to prove that I'm that person.
So you took the picture, right?
Yeah.
And were they happy there?
No, really not.
Right.
But I improvised with what I could find around me.
Okay, can you show me the picture?
Yes, I can.
So this is a picture you sent to the person in IT.
Exactly. So I didn't have a clock, so I used this instead. Which I thought would be fine because it technically has the date on.
And you're pointing to the date?
Yeah.
Why is it... Why is it a copy of FHM?
Yes, exactly. So I then sent them a picture of me holding it.
It has got a date on it.
It's a picture of me... it's the only thing I can find with today's date on.
You can hear your mind like turning over there, like, this is probably not a good idea.
Because they were asking me, you know, why have you just sent a picture of yourself holding a copy of FHM?
Yeah. Also, the copy of FHM says October 2014 on it,
and
so that's next month.
It's technically in the future.
So you're in the future. Okay. Well, they didn't seem happy with that.
No, I was sorry about that. Oh, I'm really sorry. It is the latest issue. Okay, so if I get a picture of me with the magazine and my BBC pass, would that... Oh, I don't need to be in the picture. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Right, I feel like I've made an idiot of myself.
Well, yes. So you've sent them a picture of you pointing to FHM October issue. You don't even need to be in it.
So this has gone on, like, this has already gone on kind of about an hour. So I then went away and I wanted to go take another picture.
Yeah.
Try and rectify the mistakes I'd done in the first one. Yeah.
Okay. So who did you bring in at that point?
So at that point, Grimmy walked past and I thought, do you know what, that will help. Because he's a famous, and they'll see that I know Grimmy, so they'll know that I work there. Yeah. It'll all be fine. I'll hold up a few more magazines to prove that it's the date, found some more magazines, and I'll have my pass in the picture as well, which is what they wanted.
To be honest, you'll be logging on in no time with a bit of celebrity endorsement, surely.
I've emailed over a picture of me with my pass, and I managed to get an endorsement from Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw.
did they like that?
No, they started to get annoyed at that point. Because by now I'm wasting their time, you know. This is the second picture that they've received.
Yeah, so if you zoom in, just to the right of the girl there. Oh, sorry.
What happened there?
She was saying that we can't see your pass clearly enough. So I was saying, zoom in.
Yeah, that's why, because Grimmy's got his thumbs up and it's obscuring the pass.
Yes, she said it wasn't good quality enough.
You can't see your pass. Your face is obscured by Grimmy's thumbs.
This is all just to log in.
Yeah, this is just to get a login.
Right, I'll write this down. Okay, pass off the neck. Hold against the page. And the lads mag's all right. Okay, so take the pass off, hold it against the magazine, and I don't need, a celebrity hasn't helped in this situation, has it?
Right. This went on for how many hours?
I mean, we were probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours in to the working day by now.
So
I haven't seen any emails.
Take the pass off your neck. You don't need Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah.
The lads mag is still fine.
That's fine, because that shows the date. We're nearly there, so third attempt at the photo.
And?
I think it worked.
Are you in?
It was all good. I was in. Oh, I finally got there.
It took a while. The Scott Mills Daily. Right. Ella Henderson is playing Real or No Real at 3:40 today. She was also on the Live Lounge earlier. I'm going to play that for you in a minute. As well as having that incredible talent with that powerful, unique voice, let's all remember, she can also fit her whole fist in her gob. And I think one of the questions today on Real or No Real probably needs to relate to that. Let's revisit that, shall we?
And a very powerful spray. That innuendo bingo video is one of the best ones.
I'm saying 2 litres of water in one spray there from her.
It was huge.
And that's probably why she can fit her fist in her mouth. It probably helps her singing as well, right?
Maybe.
And possibly. Anyway, so let's try and write a Real or No Real that relates to that somehow, just so we can get her to put her fist in her mouth again, because every time I see it, I mean, I am absolutely amazed by it.
Maybe she doesn't do it anymore. Maybe this was just when she started, she did it as a bit of a treat, but now she's doing lots more, you know, TV stuff, and she does a lot more interviews. She might not do the fist thing anymore.
Are you saying now she's got bigger, like more famous, that she won't do it anymore?
That's what I'm thinking.
Or maybe, like, there'll be people now to go, probably Americans, to go, she is certainly not putting her fist in her mouth anymore.
I think someone will stop us.
Do you think it's changed since we last saw her? Like, number one single and all that. It probably has. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. What is going on with Strictly then? Where are we up to with it? I've been away. I kind of feel left out.
Okay, so where we're up to is that I was part of a fairly horrific group dance 2 weekends ago on TV. That was the launch show.
I don't understand this. But it starts this weekend.
Yes. So we've had 3 weeks.
Huh? What was that one?
That was the launch show to be partnered up with our partners.
It's like a pre-show.
Yeah.
So you find out who your partner is for that one.
Yeah.
And that's where you met this lady, Joanne.
That's right.
Who is your partner now.
I see her more than any of my friends or family.
And how's that going?
It's going well. Sometimes the strain begins to show, but she's lovely and she's really patient. Because sometimes it can take me 5 hours to learn a step, and that's patience.
But it is tricky because you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your dance partner, can you?
No.
Is that the correct way to describe it? So,
but you know, I was really pleased to get her.
Yeah, and they she's all a great, say that, don't
no,
they?
No, no, she's a great teacher.
I bet she said she was really pleased to get you. In fact, I bet she said that she you were the aim.
Well, you
were the
it.
Ideal one.
Yeah, yeah, but like it's actual genuine.
Is, though, Mills.
Mate, she wanted me.
She
said
didn't,
it.
She didn't, though. She wanted Mark Wright.
She didn't want Mark Wright.
She
Fact.
Did, though.
Right, okay, she didn't.
Listen, I'm going to support you massively. I'm not here to take the mic, but whenever I see someone say, oh, I really wanted him, I never believe it.
No, no, but she actually did. I mean, there were some people that were like, no, I'm really pleased, and didn't believe him, but she was genuinely thrilled.
And have you fallen
tell
out
tell him, she was thrilled, wasn't she?
Yeah, everyone around's going to say that.
Well, no.
Have you started to fall out yet? Are the cracks starting to show?
No, sometimes when I get it wrong again and again and again, then, yes, she gets a bit annoyed, but she doesn't ever shout.
Has she ever
not
disciplined
yet.
You?
How could she slap? Not yet, no. Not yet. But
how was the launch show?
It was, do you want to watch it?
Right, so I've got this in front. I've not seen anything that you've done so far on this thing.
Right, and before you laugh, okay, imagine yourself doing it, yeah? It's hard. It's really hard.
I don't doubt that. I know it's hard.
Are we putting this on now?
Okay.
Okay, so there is a bit...
say what I see.
I do actually have to walk out with Greg Wallace and Tim Wannacott and do my thing. But bear in mind, I hadn't danced at all at this point, and they want you to look stupid.
Let's go.
There needs to be a journey.
Everyone's been waiting for, everyone that is, apart from our very... very nervous celebrities who are probably hiding in a corner somewhere.
You're going to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, this is it. Their very first dance on this floor. Now, remember, when this dance was rehearsed, our couples had no idea whatsoever who they were going to be partnered up with. So, cross your fingers, cross your toes.
Here we
cross,
go.
Well, everything. And please welcome to the floor the cast of Strictly Come Dancing 2014.
Right. Okay, I feel really sick at this point.
There you are. What are you wearing headphones for?
Because I'm at the start.
You look ridiculous.
I don't look ridiculous. That's the point. I'm a DJ.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought you meant a dance, not DJ at this thing.
No, because they put me into DJ because they know I can't do it.
The whole series, just DJing. You're not even dancing.
I would like that. Strictly Come DJing. I'd win.
Oh, wow. Okay, there's Alison. Andy Murray's mum.
Andy Murray's mum is shaking it, as is Alison Hammond.
Pixie Lott looks good already. She's a front runner for me.
Funny that.
You're DJing, man.
DJing.
You're not dancing. You're not doing it right.
No, I am dancing in a minute.
So here comes the Strictly boys. Why are you the only one not wearing what they're wearing?
I'm leaving the deep V's. I'm leaving the deep...
Sorry, I don't want to be rude, but... So they all come on and then you walk on with Greg Wallace and Tim Wannacott. As in, it kind of looks like the young ones have gone on first.
Laugh where you want.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'd like to also tell you all today that Greg Wallace is not wearing any underwear during any of the training.
I don't want to know.
Doesn't wear pants. I don't know why.
Why does he share that?
Just wanted to tell you.
Okay.
Hey, we got Judge Rinder on to do a critique of the first show.
Oh, yeah?
You missed this.
Oh, this should be good.
Listen to this.
You did very well.
Well, I didn't.
Well, above average. I like that they put you in the old man section.
I enjoyed that as well. Made me feel quite young. I was there with the man from Bargain Hunt and Greg Wallace.
I know, and I particularly like that waistcoat. You know, it sort of looked like you'd been mugged by the gay man's chorus.
This is so much fun.
We thought he'd be the right person to get on to throw some shade on it.
And everyone was terribly worried you were going to be like have an orange hue, but you seemed to sort of manage properly to ration your spray tan, which was good as well.
Who was worried that I was going to have an orange hue?
Various people. I've been reading about it. I once accidentally put some sort of carrot oil and went in the sun. And when I came back from holiday, I put my white wig on for work and I looked like a damn Oompa Loompa.
We need to get him on for bingo.
He's just incredible, isn't he?
And you were definitely better. What's it, Tim Wannacott?
Wannacott.
The one that peddles antique. You definitely were better than him.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Yeah, he's got one of these sort of sympathetic narratives. I watch it. He's sort of there dancing for his wife.
Yes.
So there's an uphill struggle with him. And the other one that sells fruit and veg, Greg Wallace, as well. You were better than him as well, definitely.
Thanks. So that's something to aim for, isn't it?
Oh, what a start.
But by the time you see me this weekend, I'll have been 3 weeks in training.
But you told me you were really stressed about this launch thing. You were DJing. You had to do DJ hands.
There is a bit where I do a kick.
Oh, I missed that. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Remember a few weeks ago when we were covering Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show? We talked about this website where you can get a variety of celebrities, past and present, to do a message for you. Any single thing that you want to say, whether it's happy anniversary or happy birthday or good luck in your new job, anything at all, these people will do. If you slip them... Well, it ranges from about £9.99.
They vary in price. They
sometimes
do.
Up to £20 or even £30. Mm. Now, you've managed to get some.
Well, I think it's a great thing, because if your favourite celebrity is one of those people, what an amazing thing that you can get a video from them.
I mean, it's a great present, isn't it? And they do them bespoke as well, like this one that Sunita did, wishing someone a happy birthday on this website.
Hi Tom, I heard it's your birthday. In fact, the McLeese family asked me to wish you a mega happy birthday, and I want to wish you a happy birthday too. And happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Tom. Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
And many more.
Have
an amazing birthday, Tom. 35, you're still a lot younger than me. And hopefully life just gets better and better.
I mean, it's such a good service, this website. Mm. Like, that guy we made up with, that from Sunita, who recorded it in her kitchen.
But generally, they're all birthday messages, good luck messages.
And many more.
It still gets me that. I still haven't been able to go to a birthday yet where I can do the happy birthday thing and then slip that one in at the end.
No, someone needs to have a birthday quite soon so we can go. We should both go together and then go, and many more, at the end of Someone Notices. So what have you got? What have you done?
So I thought I would test this out a little bit, and I decided to send in a couple of messages. I used fake names and things like that because I was interested to see what these people would do in their videos, you know, something a bit different. Like, would they be happy to, say, dump someone for you?
Yeah.
Because it's a hefty responsibility that they've got.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if they weren't all happy birthday or good luck in your new job messages. It'd be better if it was something else.
Mm. So I did a couple of these, and I heard back from a couple of... Well, I've had a couple through already.
Oh, wow.
So I managed to get one from Pat Sharp. And... I sent in a message pretending to be someone who wanted to quit their job. And I was interested to see if one of these celebrities would be willing to do that message for you.
And how much you have to pay him?
Oh, I can't remember that one. Can't remember how much that cost.
About a tenner, I reckon.
Probably about that.
But he did it.
Did it.
Now, these people are absolutely unaware that it's just you wanting the message. They think this is a genuine message for somebody. So here is Pat Sharp off the 80s. Doing this.
Hi Steve, it's Robert here via Pat Sharp, and I quit. Yes, I quit. And by the time you see and hear this message, I'll be working at the rival company. Oh, and also, I peed in the plant pot. I thought you should know that. Fantastic. What a fun house it sounds at your work.
Yes.
Bye for now, and good luck, Robert, in all you do. And Steve, be nicer, for goodness sake.
Oh, what a legend. Mm.
I must admit, the message that I sent was worded slightly different. He made it slightly more politer.
Right.
But all the same, he got the message across.
Still did the message, just proving that they will do absolutely anything to get the money. They'll do any message, it's great service.
Anyway, this is a good one. So I heard back from Sunita for a message that I wanted her to do, whereby she dumped someone.
Oh, man. Serious.
You know, she said it was on behalf of a name that I made up, Tanya, basically saying that Tanya knows that her husband's been having an affair. Would Sunita be willing to break that news?
Oh, wow.
Live dumping.
Of course she is.
Hi, Simon Atkins. I just want you to know that your girlfriend Tanya from Bolton knows you've been having an affair for about 3 weeks. She knows about it. Mm-hmm. She never wants to see you again. And your breath stinks.
Oh, this is so good.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sunita will dump someone for you.
Like, they will do anything. And we've just proved that. That's so good. Thanks, Sunita, and thanks, Pat Sharp. Made up I am. Even though these people don't exist, it's still good. What a brilliant present for absolutely anybody.
Electric lights blow my mind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people wanting to know the website for the celebrity message thing. I mean, it's a great service.
Mm.
They'll dump someone for you. They will tell someone that they know you're having an affair. It's so good.
I'm willing to test out other scenarios, but I'm not sure what to do.
Someone's just been on. They got, they asked for Shane Ritchie to do a video, but he's not available at the moment. So they've now got a full refund from the website, and they've been offered Warwick Davis instead.
Oh, right.
Which is always good. That was Charlie XCX. This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. If anyone else wants us to get any of the other celebs, maybe someone off Britain's Got Talent in 2009, to do a message, just give us the subject and we'll see if they can do it.
Mm, maybe not too dark.
Yeah, don't go too dark.
Certainly push it.
Any other ideas? Let's just see if they will actually do the message. They seem to at the moment. Oh, mate, you missed such a good Inuna Bingo last week. Well, a couple, actually.
So who was on?
Right, well, you've missed... My highlights were Charlie Slough and Sarah Harding. Watch the video for that when you get a chance tonight. That was good. And also Gemma Kearney returned, the queen of bingo last week, with one of Sigma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joe. It was surprisingly good. Now, I do admire a committed member of the workforce, but Graham here seems to go to extraordinary lengths.
But there's a problem.
Hang on. Let's take it off and just wade into that.
Drastic action is needed. Sir James removes a piece of piping and sticks his hose straight into the back of Graham's tanker.
People are finding some really good new clips at the moment.
That's a good one.
Everyone's on a roll on Inuna Bingo. It's so good right now. Keep sending the clips if you see anything or hear anything a bit rude to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tomorrow is a big one. Big! Jesse J is playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45.
Oh, do you reckon she's seen a video of this? Is she aware of what's going to happen tomorrow?
I don't know.
Because I'm back and I want a wet one.
1:45 tomorrow with Jesse J. Listen and watch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Every day, at least once on this show, we probably do something that make your cringe glands flare up a bit. And here's today's one. You know, the Cheesecake Factory. Is that on here?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't heard of it.
I think it was for a while. It's amazing. It's all over America. It's kind of one of the first places I go when I go to America.
Okay.
Because they have the most ridiculous desserts you've ever seen.
So what is it? Just a dessert place?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the clue's in the title, but, I can't understand how you can have just a place with just cheesecake.
No, I mean, you can get proper food there as well, but their speciality is the cheesecake. And they're big business in America. So, rather like we've seen before, some of the Cheesecake Factory staff, this time in Buffalo, in America, have done a version of a song.
Right. The video is called We're So Cheesecake.
Oh, God.
Now, I think it comes from a really good place in the sense that they're obviously very proud of their factory, and they wanted to make a video with all the staff to celebrate it, have a bit of a laugh, but I don't think they quite realise how everyone else is seeing this video.
No. It's a bit like the first time we played the LSU one.
Yes.
Which was to the tune of Naughty Boy. This is the same blissfully unaware vibe. So it's this song they're doing.
I'm so fancy.
Only We're So Cheesecake.
Yeah.
And it does show how happy they are to work at the Buffalo Cheesecake Factory, as you're about to hear.
Hi, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. How are you guys doing today?
Can we get two waters, please?
First thing first, I'm your waitress. I'm smart and got my bachelor's degree. But I'm still in the restaurant business. Guess I'm a doctor, giving lessons in allergenics. Should I know if there's gluten in this? Drop it off and check back just like this.
Okay, you're not in time.
It's hard. You really got to kind of cling on to something.
We're so fancy. See our tasting clothes. We're the best cheesecake. From LA to Buffalo.
I do like that.
It's not even in time. Oh, but bless them.
We're so cheesecake. Linda Candiotti knows we made a calendar with the DTs of Buffalo.
Good.
Fast. The bus tubs make side work a priority.
Hello.
Impress the guests. It's so good getting them what they want. Yeah, keep on sweeping it up. Patty paper, breadcrumbs, all the above. Buff wings, make it deluxe. Grab up a towel or you won't get to touch. Ow!
Oh,
ow!
Wow. Ow! This is really tricky to listen to.
Yeah.
There's a video that goes along with it as well with some appalling acting.
What do you look for?
We're So Cheesecake. And it's, you know what, it's one of those that's getting loads and loads of views, and I've started to see it on a couple of different websites and things like that, but it's got an insane amount of dislikes.
Hey, Nottingham has a cheesecake factory. That's great.
Maybe they should do one of these videos.
Yeah, do one.
So We're So Cheesecake.
We're
if
So
you
Cheesecake, yeah, yeah.
We're So Cheesecake. Linda Candiotti knows we made a calendar.
Yes.
With the DTs of Buffalo.
Scott Mills.
One.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Edinburgh's got one as well. We're So Cheesecake, that's what I'm saying about.
Is it just me that's noticed that there's loads more like pudding places? I don't know if it's like a new thing. Pudding places everywhere. Is this just me?
What?
You know, a bit like I said recently that pulled pork seems to be taken over. I keep spotting pulled pork everywhere.
Like there's always been puddings.
Yeah, but there's whole places just for, you can turn up at these places just for puddings. Have I just noticed this?
I don't know.
Not like a cafe, but just somewhere you can go and it's just a pudding place.
Actually, I'm taking my mum to one. Oh, that's a spot the surprise, isn't it?
There you go.
For her birthday. Yeah, but that's just puddings.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you're right. But I've not, like, noticed it massively. Not as much as pulled pork, because that's on.
Mm. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, Ella Henderson.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good.
Can you dance?
I'm all right. I used to be able to do the splits.
Oh, wow.
Can you do that, Mills?
Not at the moment.
Are you trying? Do you try and go a little bit further every day?
Do you limber?
Not at the moment. There's always time. We were just talking about Strictly and how stressed I am. Can you do any, like, form of dance?
I used to be really good at tap dancing.
Oh, right.
I used to win trophies for that.
Oh, you're one of them, are you? Oh, right.
You're blatantly well good.
Little time step, things like that.
Right.
But no, I'd be terrified, though, because, I don't know. It's one of those things where you have to train every day to be, like, what you want to...
Well, I'm training every day and it's still not really happening.
I bet it is. I think you're going to shock us.
It's better than it was 3 weeks ago, but still, oof.
No, I think you must be doing all right, because earlier on you were moaning about having to turn your feet out rather than in. You're starting to get really technical with it all.
It has to be technical, otherwise they will just destroy you.
I think you'll bloom.
Do you think?
But that's what I think. I think you must be doing all right, because if you're talking about those kind of things, I've seen you dance before.
No, that's really basic. That's basic.
Is it?
That's basic, yeah. If you, like, step on your heel instead of your toe, you'll be off. Fact.
That harsh, is it?
It's really harsh, yeah.
Oh, God.
You think it's just prancing about. It's not.
I just thought it was with confidence.
No.
What's your backup plan if you forget a move? What kind of move are you going to throw in there?
I'm going to do funny face. Like, oops. But maybe I shouldn't draw attention to it. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about the live lounge. How was it?
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Loved it. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice and atmospheric. We had it all blue in there.
Did they turn them smoke machines on that we've got specially ordered?
No.
All right. So if you put it on full, it's a bit much. It's like... You must do some of those TV shows where it's like, can we, like, turn down the smoke, please? Or I noticed I was at the National Lottery Stars Awards and you had a lot of fire going on, didn't you, in the background?
Oh, gosh, I've got a story about fire for you.
Yeah.
I just got back from Austria and there was a pyro incident of fire. And basically, it was in rehearsals and nobody told us that there was a pyro. I had these cauldrons of fire, like, on stage with me, as you do.
Yeah.
And
well, if you're you,
no
you
one
do,
managed to tell us about, like, the fireworks of fire that was going to go off. So luckily, I did stay at my mic stand, but I had loads of hairspray on. And I kid you not, it was like a 10-foot flame.
No.
Loads of them that just shot up.
Sorry.
And it was that hot, it was burning my skin.
Oh, my God.
I casually, like, was dragging my mic and my mic stand to the back, but then I had fire behind me, so I felt, like, trapped. And it was live.
On television?
Yeah.
Oof. So did they have to put you out? Were you on fire?
No.
I'm on fire!
No, I wasn't on fire, but I kid you not, literally a couple of centimetres stood forward, I would have been set on flames. And or, imagine if I'd just decided to, like, wave at an Austrian fan or...
Mm-hmm. In Lederhosen.
Or just, like, step forward. I don't know.
God. Well, you need to sort that out.
I know.
Whoever sorts your cauldrons out, tell them.
Oh, I did. I'd sort it out after the cauldrons. Sound like a little witch.
All right, it's good to see you again. In a minute, we're going to play Real or No Real. It's dead simple. Some facts are real, some are not, and you just tell me which is which and playing against him.
Right, okay.
Right,
let's do it next. After Marmoset, this is Born Young and Free. They're in the live lounge at the weekend. Videos on Radio 1 YouTube.
Daily.
Ella Henderson's here. Hi, love.
Hello.
Right, let's play Real or No Real. A selection of facts. Some of these real, some of them absolutely made up a few minutes ago by one of our producers.
The two-minute dinner party scene in last night's episode of Downton Abbey took 36 hours to record.
Oh, this always happens with these kind of things. It takes ages to film something that's very, very short.
Mm.
I've learnt that from working here.
I have to say, I reckon that's true.
Yeah. Mm. Do you watch Downton?
No, I don't watch it, but I should watch it because I hear so many like amazing comments about
it. I don't watch it either. Do you watch it, Scott?
I have seen it. I'm not really into it, but I think I could easily get into it. Do you know what I mean?
Do they talk in like the old English language?
A little bit.
Okay.
Is it filth?
I mean, not. It's not like Game of Thrones.
Right.
I mean, there's a flash of an ankle now and again.
Oh, right. Okay.
And isn't George Clooney going to be in it? Yeah, he
no.
is. Yes, he is.
What?
I think in a for Tech Santa, like a Christmas one.
I think I'll be watching it then.
How good is that?
Yeah.
So it's a dinner party they're having, and it took 36 hours to record.
So it's true?
Well, that's what we're saying. Is it real or no real?
I mean, that's a day
I
and a half.
I think it's real.
Are we saying 36 hours in a row as well? I mean, it started.
Real. Imagine, like, costume mishaps. Yeah. And
I'm sure
the chicken might have gone cold. You have to cook it up again.
I reckon there were breaks, but 36 hours, it's long for one scene.
It's well long.
Real or no real?
I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, what?
See? Television takes flipping ages, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
There's a clip online that I did in America that was literally, it's 3 minutes long and we had a day filming it, whole day.
How long does it take to do a music video?
I've done both of mine through the night. So I do mine in like 12 hours.
Right.
But then there's the extras as well and they're filmed the day before. It's about 2 days altogether and everything.
Yeah. So it's real. Some of the reasons given for the delay include actors accidentally sitting on priceless antique chairs. The cast weren't allowed to eat any of the food because some of it had gone off by the time they'd finished the scene. It's a long day at work. And next.
The final note of the Beatles song, A Day in the Life, is so high, only dogs can hear it.
Okay, I'm not...
It's like you when you do Give Up the Ghost. Only dogs can hear that. But the last bit of it. Did dogs go mental to your voice?
Oh, do you know what? My little dog Trixie, whenever, like, a video, when the music channel's on, if my video comes on, she jumps up and puts her paws up and watches it. And then, but then looks back at me and she's like, what? Where? You're there?
I mean,
you're
that would
there.
Be confusing
she's
for
really
a dog.
Confusing.
Yeah. Wow.
Really cute, though.
But this Beatles song, A Day in the Life, can only be properly heard, the last note, by canines.
Right. So it must be so, so high. And
what,
I don't know
an
how
instrument?
They would...
It must be a note off an instrument, right?
I think so.
What okay. instrument?
Well, I don't know. I was about to say, can we hear it? But that's obviously not going to happen, is it? But is there any way we can lower it?
I'm asking you if it's real or not, so...
Well, play the song, and if I can hear it, I'll say... No. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's not going to work.
I reckon it could be real, but...
Why would they do
how
that, though?
Test
but
this
then
without
that's
a dog?
What I'm saying.
Maybe if it is real, we'll play it. And if,
see who's the closest to being
yeah,
a dog.
Yeah, I mean, if dogs go crazy all across the UK, then we'll know.
Right. If you see your dog acting funny.
Yeah. Or if you're listening to the podcast, try it out later on your dog and see if it works.
But how will the dog react? Because surely it's just like any song to them.
I think they just start spinning around in a circle. Like, <"Wah!">
Okay. No real.
Ella?
I think I'm going to go real again.
That one's real.
Oh, you're doing well. Okay.
So
here it is.
So you're going to play the note right now?
Yeah. All dogs, brace, please. Let us know if this affects your dog in any way. The end of A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
Have I ruined the moment by... Yes, I probably have, by talking over that.
Yeah, shut up.
Note on that.
Shh.
When's the note?
Oh, no, I think this happened.
Right.
We couldn't hear it, obviously, because we're not dogs.
So text in if your dog's gone mental.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul McCartney actually said this, confirmed it in an interview with Zane Lowe. So maybe try playing our podcast if you're not with your dog right now and let us know what happens. And next.
It is impossible to sing the national anthem with your fist in your mouth.
Oh, this is made for you, Ella.
Now, do you know the national anthem?
Well, to start with, a lot of people can't fit their fist in their mouth.
Yeah.
I know, but we've seen you do this before.
It is your party trick.
When you were last here, you got full fist in mouth, ring included.
I've got sharp nails on today. Yeah. Don't make me do it. I reckon I...
You're going for it.
Ooh.
What are you singing there, please?
No, I'm just seeing if I can generally, like, pronounce words. Yeah. I don't think you can. Okay. Like, properly sing it or just hum it.
I think as long as you've got the tune, try it.
Well, you can hum it.
God save our...
I can't. I think to properly hear the national anthem, you can't have it with your fist in your mouth.
I thought that sounded... I mean, I could tell what it was. So I'm going to say real, but it's probably disrespectful.
So is it impossible to sing the national anthem with fist in mouth?
Yes.
So if it's real, it's impossible. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm saying no real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Impossible.
I did think you did quite a good job of it, so I think that's false. But
and finally,
Nadine from Girls Aloud hasn't signed the legal papers which officially split up the group, meaning the band still exists with her as the only member.
So she holds the name?
Yeah, she is Girls Aloud on her own, to be sure.
Right, so if she wanted to add people to Girls Aloud, she could do it. She holds the power.
Mm. And what would happen is, like, maybe at Butlin's or something, she can now be Nadine Coyle's Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
I recently saw her perform in Lord of the Dance at the Palladium.
Oh, really? Is she in that?
I love Michael Flatley, so I went to go see it. Took my mum. She's a big fan.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she sings in it. But she was called Nadine, not Girls Aloud.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm. I think they split up, so I... But then
she's the last one left, that's the thing.
I wonder why she didn't sign it.
It's a weird one as a solo artist for you, isn't it? Because you can never split up. Do you know what I mean? I know it's a really obvious thing to say. If you were to go the other way, you'd join a group.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Never really thought about it.
Can't really split up with yourself, can you?
Split with myself, no.
Okay, what are we saying? So Nadine holds the name for Girls Aloud. She's the last one left.
Basically, she's the last one standing in Girls Aloud.
I reckon she's still clinging on to it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm real.
That one's real.
Yes.
Yes. Nadine tweeted that she tried to stop the other girls leaving on the morning the band split up, and now she is legally the only member of the band now, so the next Girls Aloud single could just be her.
Cool.
Oh my gosh.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real with Ella Henderson.
I got 10, Ella got 30.
Well done.
Thank you.
What a day, a good live lounge and 30 points on Real or No Real.
Huge.
Thanks, Ella.
Oh, thanks for having me.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Those are the best bits of Monday's show. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, we are on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast. Huge tomorrow, because at 1:45, it's Jessie J on Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.